I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 17th. A plan by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs could result in the closure of the VA Medical Clinic at Manatt Community Health Center on West Squantum Street in North Quincy. The VA is considering a plan to reorganize several VA clinics because of what they say is a decline in the need for services. The plan could include the closure of the North Quincy Clinic and construction of a new clinic in South Weymouth, which the VA says would offer greater accessibility for the South Shore area. The VA says veterans have expressed difficulty getting to the North Quincy Clinic because of traffic congestion. The Quincy Clinic currently serves more than 1,400 veterans living in the Quincy, Braintree, and Weymouth area. The Quincy Clinic moved to Manatt Community Health Center in 2015. It was located at the former Quincy Medical Center for 14 years. The VA plan also calls for reducing services provided at the clinics in Jamaica Plain. However, the Brockton and West Roxbury clinics would not be affected. Some lawmakers say they want to make sure that veterans have access to the care they need. Quincy police investigating an attempted bank robbery. Police say a man tried to rob the Citizens Bank on Hancock Street in North Quincy just after 1:30 Tuesday afternoon, but failed. Suspect reportedly handed a teller a note saying not to set the alarm off, but police say the teller refused to hand over any money, and the suspect left the bank empty-handed. He was described as a white male between 38 and 50 years old, wearing dark clothing, a face mask, hat, gloves, gray sweatpants, and white sneakers. No weapon was shown. Police are reviewing surveillance video as part of their investigation. A loved one's paying respects to a Cohasset police officer who passed away after suffering from a heart attack last Friday. A wake for Officer Mark Jenkins, who was also a Coast Guard veteran, was held at the McDonald Cohane Funeral Home in Weymouth yesterday. Jenkins' funeral is scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning at St. Clair Parish on Liberty Street in Braintree. A burial will follow with full Coast Guard honors at St. Patrick's Cemetery on Central Street in Rockland. Jenkins collapsed while with co-workers late last Friday afternoon at the Hancock Tavern in Quincy. According to Cohasset Police Chief William Quigley, CPR and life-saving measures were performed on Jenkins, but were unsuccessful. A key piece of evidence in a deadly boat crash was destroyed in a fire in Cohasset. Firefighters raced to Crocker Lane yesterday morning, found the boat fully engulfed in flames. No injuries were reported, but the boat is a total loss. The owner, 38-year-old Ryan Denver, is awaiting trial for involuntary manslaughter in connection with a boat crash that killed 27-year-old Janika Julce. Emergency crews responded to Boston Harbor just before 3 a.m. on that morning after the boat hit a day marker. Prosecutors say the boat was going 50 miles per hour, and Denver had been drinking about 90 minutes before the crash. 5 out of the 8 on board were hospitalized, and Julce was killed. Denver's attorney disputed the claims, saying his client was only going 20 miles per hour and that the marker was poorly lit. The cause of yesterday's fire is under investigation. A man and a woman who were seen driving away from the scene of a fatal shooting in Brockton Tuesday night were nabbed in Virginia yesterday. 33-year-old Brendan Fernandez of Brockton, 25-year-old Destiny Fontes Silly from Warwick, Rhode Island, were pulled over while driving a blue sedan in Chesterfield, Virginia at about noontime after a warrant was issued for their arrest. On Tuesday afternoon, Brockton police received multiple 911 calls reporting a shooting on East Street. Upon their arrival, officers found 24-year-old Brema Karoma of Boston suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He died at Brockton Hospital. Over the course of the investigation, it was revealed that both Fernandez and Fontes Silly were seen driving away from the scene in a blue sedan. They'll face a rendition process in Virginia before being returned to Brockton, where Fernandez will be arraigned on a murder charge. Silly will be charged with accessory after the fact. A third man has been arrested in connection with the September murder of Shaquem Lewis Johnson in Norwood. 27-year-old Ernest Payne of Cambridge was arrested in Miami. 28-year-old Lewis Johnson from Hyde Park was leaving a friend's home in Norwood on a Sunday afternoon in September when he was shot. Neighbors described hearing 5 to 6 gunshots. Police say 25-year-old Anthony Loper Feaster from Salem and Payne were seen driving away from the scene. Loper Feaster was arrested in October and has pleaded not guilty. Well, Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing he has named Danielle Frayne to serve as the new superintendent of the Norfolk County Jail, replacing retiring former superintendent Michael Harris. Frayne will be the first woman to serve as superintendent in the 229-year history of that jail. She's charged with running the day-to-day operations of the House of Corrections in Dedham. Frayne has worked for the sheriff's office for 25 years, beginning as a corrections officer before working on the electronic incarceration program. In 2007, she was promoted to Director of Classifications and named Assistant Deputy Superintendent of Classifications and Programs in 2019. When McDermott took office last year, he named her Assistant Superintendent. In addition to her experience in the Sheriff's Office, Frayne has pursued and received numerous certifications, including as a Prison Rape Elimination Auditor, Certified Jail Manager, Certified Correctional Executive, and Certified Correctional Healthcare Professional. She has completed the FBI Leadership Training Series and is currently pursuing a master's degree in criminal justice. Frayne's promotion was announced in a ceremony at the Dedham Jail yesterday, where she received her superintendent pins from her father, retired Assistant Deputy Superintendent Robert Boomhauer. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 518 points. The NASDAQ rose 487, and the S&P added 95. Asian stocks also surged for a second day after the Fed announced its first interest rate hike since 2008, and China promised support for its real estate and internet industries. The dollar and the euro are higher, oil at just over $96 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Golden State 110-88, and they'll be in Los Angeles tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Bruins lost to Minnesota 4-2. They'll be in Winnipeg tomorrow night at 8. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Some scattered showers possible later today. High around 60. A shower possible tonight. Low 36. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm. High of 72. Rain on Saturday. Could be heavy at times. High 55. Still some lingering showers Sunday. High 54. For the boater, waves about a foot. And winds out of the south-southeast, high tide 11:42 a.m. Sunrise and sunset, both at 6:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 17th.